When the Swiss guards reached St. Peter's Square and formed up, Pope Benedict XVI appeared at the window of his studio to address them. He spoke in each of Switzerland's official languages.
Saluto a tutti voi cari amici, ex guardie svizzere.
In Italian, Pope Benedict expressed his great pleasure at receiving the guards at the end of their march and remembered his predecessor, Julius II, who called the guard into papal service 500 years ago.
Dei primi 150 guardiknechte. Liebe ehemalige Schweizer Gardisten.
In German, the Holy Father recalled the significant moments of the original 150-strong contingent, 720-kilometer, 27-day march across the Alps and down the Italian peninsula to Rome. The original march ended on the 21st of January, 1506, and the next day, the guardsmen swore allegiance to the papal household. The reenactment has been made to coincide with the May 6th Mass and the swearing-in of the new guardsmen. On May 6, 1527, Rome was sacked and nearly half the Swiss Guard, over 140 men, fell while defending the Holy Father. Since then, the 6th of May has been the traditional day for the taking of the Swiss Guard's oath. In French, Pope Benedict thanked God for the Swiss Guard's centuries of service, and prayed that the grace of his spirit might continue to guide the guards, past, present, and future.
Chers amis, je me réjouis avec vous de cette belle initiative.
Graziano Claudio Rossi Poschiavo was a member of the Pontifical Swiss Guard from 1989 to 1992, and just one of the many who trekked through the Alps to Rome to commemorate this historic event.
I used to be a Swiss Guard, meaning active, but actually a Swiss guard, when he makes the swearing in, actually is a promise that you make for your whole life. It's like to be a Christian, you are forever. So if you take it serious, you should always be ready for that.
I'm Taryn McGrath.